and go ahead, shift gears, get in a place of expectation. To my knowledge, I've never ministered on the lines of decreeing God's grace, God's favor. But God began to deal with me about favor this afternoon. And he even put it in my spirit, like Teresa was talking about, that was favor on her brother. He can change the laws. Favor changes things. When God's favor is on us, and it's on us, already on us, we already have God's favor. The Bible says that the law came through Moses, but mercy and grace came through Jesus. And you, grace is favor. That's favor. That's God's favor. And it came on us through Jesus. But how many knows, it's kind of like the Lord told me one time, I had seen it in my spirit, people coming to church and they didn't have no money, just pulling up, and I knew they didn't have no money and they're going to run out of gas and all of that, and me go out and put 20 bucks in their glove box just because I have some knowledge. Don't tell them nothing about it, they run out of gas. But if I tell them, you know, look in your glove box when you go out there, although they've got it, they've got it in their car, but they don't have no knowledge of it. And so therefore they don't use it. And the Lord was telling me, he said, but if you tell them, he said, when you find out, my goodness, he's talking about me then. He said, the more you find out my goodness, the more that I'll take you into my goodness. God has been good to Scotty Weston. I mean, God has been faithful to Scotty Weston. Hallelujah. Ever since I give my heart to the Lord, like Mac, I mean, my life was south. Suicide, different things, you know. But I'm telling you, I've been going up ever since. And you know what? I realized today, God said, see, my favor is on you. And Mac, favor, and I had it in there, favor would give you, favor of God gives you favor with the lost. Come on, somebody. See, we got God's favor on us. And that favor, and favor puts you in places, right place at the right time. That's God's favor. But God spoke to him and he said, I want you to tell my church, he said, I want them to start decreeing every day of my favor on their lives. He said, I want you to tell them, get up and say, thank you, Lord, for your favor today. What you're doing, you're expressing your faith in his favor on your life. And just like the money in the melt in your dash or their dash, they didn't know nothing about it, so they wasn't utilizing it. Now we know. We know. Let's declare the favor of God. God is doing some things, and the favor of God will bring financial blessings. The favor of God will stop the enemy. The favor of God, he's restored to me everything that Satan stole from me the 27 years that I was lost. I wanted to prosper and couldn't. I wanted to have nice vehicles. I couldn't. I wanted to own homes, but I didn't see no way to own homes. I own all of that today because of God's favor. It's God's favor that gives you revelation. See, and it's a gift. It's the gift of God. The Bible says that the law came through Moses, but mercy and grace came through Jesus Christ. And then it says we're saved by grace, by mercy, by favor, not any other way. It said it is the gift of God. Jesus was the favor of God poured out in this earth into our lives, praise God. And we don't have to try to get God's favor. God's already, his favor is on us. That is why we begin to succeed. And then we begin to walk. And then we begin to declare the things of God. Y'all remember Joseph, I believe it was, when he was sold into slavery and all that. And then the king's wife, you know, tried to get him to lie with her. And he run out, left the cloak and all that stuff. Praise God. Put that Genesis. After that, this is what happened. Well, she went on and told her Lord, which I guess was her husband, whatever, Potiphar, and he got angry and put him in prison. He says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and grace, him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. I mean, the favor of God was on Joseph in prison. Joseph, the leader of Potiphar's personal prison, the leader put Joseph over all of them in prison. See, the favor of God, that was the favor of God on her brother that 17 months. But he's coming home. We're believing for it, and we're believing for the favor of God. Praise God in that. And if you've got loved ones and all that, don't let it look despair and it's not, they're never going to be this or that or come to the Lord. No, the favor of God's on us. And God said if we will serve him, and we are, that he'll save our whole house. I seen Johnny start here. I seen him start, and he come every now and then on Sunday. Flea market hit him. That thing called on Sunday then. It can't call you no more. That don't happen no more. But what happened, I seen it. I seen him start coming, and God's favor began to maneuver and all of that, and he began to learn some things just like the Lord teaches us. We can always increase in knowledge and revelation and wisdom till Jesus comes back. Well, then I seen faithfulness start. You know, favor gives you strength. The favor of God, why? Because he's with you. The Bible says he's with us wherever we go. The Bible says that everything that we touch will be blessed. Everything we put our hands to do will be blessed. Why? Because the favor of God's on us. But we got to get up and expect the favor of God every day to work on our jobs. Work. I'm saying it right now. Thank you, Lord, for the big jobs, less work, and more money. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for your favor on it. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my business, over the church, over. And thank you, Lord, that your favor is on this church. Hallelujah. But God wants us to expect his favor, to expect the red lights to be just right. Everybody else gets stuck in traffic and somebody turns off and you got a freeway. That's the favor of God. Or the state trooper deal with Mac. We ain't forgot it, Mac. It's called the blessing. See, the favor of God, it begins to unleash and unlock the blessing of the Lord in our life. That's why the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. But see, he's with us. He's in us now. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence of praying in tongues, you need to ask the Lord, go to the Word. Find it in the Word. Get it in the Word. And then just lay back. You don't even have to do that. You just lay back one night or whenever and you say, God, this gift that's in the Bible, I want it. It's from you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that I've already received favor and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues. Everybody that gets born again should be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's a gift of God. That's a gift when you don't know what to pray for somebody. That's God's favor in our life that we can pray in the Spirit. We can pray in the Holy Spirit. That's the favor of God that gives us a direct line to the kingdom of God in heaven, to God. Hallelujah. That wasn't in my message. But anyhow, you need it. And if you ain't been praying in tongues, you can't go by your feelings. Your feelings will change. You know, you just do it. You're in faith. You're walking with God. You're using the gift that God gave you. And don't let it lay dormant, not one day. Don't let it lay dormant for a week or 3 months. You know, use it. Use that gift. It's like the 20 bucks. You got a gift, but you got to use the gift. You got to utilize it. That's what faith is. I mean, when I first started praying in the Holy Ghost, I felt like a baby, you know, jibber-jabber. You know, and all of that. My mind would say, this ain't really real. And I'd be like, no, it is, because I seen Teresa get filled. And I didn't believe. I believed it was the devil, you know, and all that. And I thought, nope, devil, you're not going to fool me out of this one. I know it's real. I know nobody coached my wife. She fell out and started flopping like a fish out of water. You ever caught a fish, drop it on the bank, trying to flop back in the river? My wife was doing it in front of 200 people. She was there. I'm standing there and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is real, you know. And then the Lord said, he said, if tongues was of the devil, he said, you would have got filled in all of them concerts and things where the devil was. He said, ain't none of them filled with tongues. He said, this is a gift. He said, if I was the devil, he said, I would try to convince you not to take something I've given you to that's going to enhance your life. That's the favor of God. But God wants you to declare the favor on your life and expect good things. The favor causes good things to happen in our life. I mean, it just constantly will cause things to get better and better and better, like Mac was talking about, praise God. Favor produces great victories in the middle of great distress. The favor of God will cause you to conquer when it looks like you're defeated. It'll cause you to move over into the power of God. And when God's favor's on you, there ain't no devil, there ain't no flesh, there ain't no thoughts. I mean, with the favor of God will help you, it'll help you. The Lord said that He would not write the word on tablets of stone anymore, but He would write it in our heart. Who does that? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit quickens us. Now, you know, the favor of God, you need to be a tither. I'm just telling you. You need to be tithing 10% of your income. Wherever you go to church, I'm talking to people all over the world, we're not a little church. Get that out of your mind. You're in a mega church. You are in a church that is worldwide. So don't think this is some little church. This is, every church is important, whether it's 2 members, 4, 8, or 20, or 10,000. They've got purpose, and the favor of God's on them from the little to the top if they honor God. See, the favor of God, when the favor of God is on, you're in faith. I mean, you're walking in faith. Why? Because you're expecting the favor of God. You're walking in faith now. Like your jobs and stuff. That's the favor of God, that we have the ability to stand right in the middle of a battle that we can't do nothing about and praise Him. That's because the favor of God. See, when we know the favor of God is on us, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's what we're like, glory to God. The favor of God's on me. That no weapon formed against me will prosper because of the glory of God. And everything that looks like it's coming to destroy me will turn around and turn into a blessing. We know that, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God and those that are called according to His purpose. So you need to be a tither. I mean, you know, I used to think, I can't tithe because I can't afford it, you know. Then once I got over that little bitty ain't heel, you know, I thought I can't afford not to. If all this stuff in the Bible, then He opens the windows of heaven up, then I'm stopping it by not doing it. Well, then I got to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then God begins, the favor comes on the obedience to the Word of God. You're being obedient to the Lord when you do that. And then that ensures the blessing. I mean, that puts like insurance on the rest of your money. He rebukes the devourer. But you need to expect the favor of God every day. The favor of God. We're out, grandkids praying. They want to go pray. They just want to go outside. That's fine. You know, walk around the church and see if they can find them kitty cats and all that stuff. But that's good. So I let them go out, you know, and Aubrey puts her arm around me, you know, and I release the favor on her. And I'm praying for the service tonight and all of that stuff, praise God, and I release the favor. Praise God. I release the favor. I'm expecting the favor of God on my grandkids, on yours, on your kids, on you, on your family. But anyhow, Johnny starts, you know, and that was the favor of God that you come. I told Teresa, I said, there's something about him. I said, I don't know what they are. I didn't know you. I knew your daddy by acquaintance, and you know, but I didn't know you or nothing about you. I'd seen you around maybe once or twice or whatever. But I told Teresa, I said, they something. What I meant by that is I felt like God's favor's there. And, you know, He's got something for it. I said, they something different. And I told her, I said, time will tell. I even told Travis, I said, something about that guy. I said, I feel it in here. I don't have to know. I don't try to find out. Well, years go by. Now here he comes. He was a pivotal point of his whole family getting in church. Your whole family's been here at one time, other than maybe with your sister or something. I don't know. But he started. Then here comes the favor of God. And then before you know it, praise God, here comes his dad and brothers and all of them, praise God. But Jesus was the reason for it all. It was Jesus. You said it. He's the one that brought us favor and brought it into our lives. Well, Joseph found favor. Joseph had favor with God, and it promoted him. Promotion comes because of God's favor. I remember I was working. Favor, let me say this. Favor promotes supernatural increase. Whether it's in your physical body, finances, you know, family, business, workplace, you know, whatever. You know, the favor of God increases and brings promotion. And that's why we say promotion comes from the Lord. Scripture says it. Well, anyhow, I'm working down there at the same job. I've been working 9 or 10 years on and off when I did work. And I'd got saved and I'd started tithing, you know. And wasn't much. It seemed like I was making $280, $300 and something. I don't know. It wasn't that much. And we was not even getting by. You know, I mean, they cut our lots off every other month, you know. That's as far as they'll let you go, you know. And we'd somehow finagle and get them on and all of that stuff, you know, just making a lot of wrong choices. We didn't have God's favor. We had Satan destroying our life. I mean, we were yielding to him and doing all kinds of things, you know, and stopping God. But anyhow, I learned about tithing, and I thought, I will never go to my boss again. I told the Lord, I said, I'll never go to him again. But every time I want a raise, God, I'm going to. And there's nothing wrong with submitting for a raise. Don't take it. I'm telling you my story. Well, when I ask my boss for a raise, he wants to fire you or give you 10 cents, just enough to make you mad. 10 cents an hour? Why even? That's not a spit in the wind, you know. Give you 10 cents an hour, take you 90 years to get up to $20 an hour. But anyhow, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm believing your favor on my life, pray God. Your favor is going to promote me. You're going to increase me more and more according to your word. And so when you're expecting that, you're expecting God's favor. Well, I took me an offering to church because I wanted to raise, praise God. I thought, I wanted to check his kingdom out too, man. I was kind of excited to see this thing start working for me. You need to stay excited about God. You need to be excited about laying hands on people because they're going to recover, Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. God's going to move in her life, praise God. Hallelujah. That cancer has no match for the favor of God. Praise God. But anyways, I cured me an offer, and it wasn't too long. I got my check, and I was like, whoa. My boss come to me, and he said, I give you a raise. He said, no, I'm going to let you off on Saturdays. I was making more money, praise God, working five and a half days a week and wasn't even having to work on Saturday anymore. That the favor of God. And you know what? I started believing God to go in business for myself. I'd wanted one my whole life. My whole family just about been in business for themselves. But it was the plan of God. Well, I started believing God, and then I had to make choices. I'm not quitting. Don't quit your job. Don't just quit your job and leave them hanging. Put in a year and a half notice. I'm stretching it a little. Use some faith. You know, don't do that. That's dishonoring God. That's dishonoring. You are a Christian. We're Christians. And we got God's favor on us. And we want to show the witness of being a Christian. So, you know, but anyways, I went on, you know, and started believing God. And I thought, I can't quit no more. I can't quit. Because God had told me, quitters never win. But winners never quit. They never quit. True winners never quit. And the not quitting one is greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. It's all choices now. Because we got the favor of God. We got the strength of God. Those that wait on the Lord will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint, right? He said the young lions will suffer hunger. And that's ones that out there ain't sick in the Lord's. But those that wait on him, those, you're going to see all them get fail and not go anywhere in life. But he said, but those that wait on and expecting his favor in our life is waiting on him. I mean, it's trusting in Him. It's relying on Him, praise God. And you know what? He strengthens every step we take. I mean, the Bible says that we are to be strong in the Lord. He said, if you feel weak in the Bible, He says, let the weak say that I'm strong. Say, thank you, Lord, for your favor. I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. The one that I love, the one that you own me, and I go in your name. I go in your strength. Well, some time went by, you know, and I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to quit my job. I said, Lord, I'm not quitting anymore. I said, that way when it happens, I know you did it. I'm going to know you did it, God. And so about a year went by after I was saved, and I didn't know that my company was selling out. I didn't know it. I knew it the day the deal was signed and the checks crossed and it was sealed. I knew it that day, you know. And so my boss come to me and he said, Sugar, he said, I sold the company to that company, Cahaba Valley down Birmingham. He said, they want you to stay with them. He said, but I'm opening a millwork shop. He said, I'm going to Georgia. He said, I'm taking my millworks to Georgia. He said, I want you to go with me. And I said, nah, I'm not going to Georgia. He said, well, it's totally up to you. And I thought, that's what I'm looking for. That was my answer. It's up to me. I don't have to quit. I mean, I'm in a transition. They're in a transition here. And it's up to me. And I thought, this is God. Well, about that time, my brother pulled up out there. And he come down there, and he is working for Overhead Door Company down in Birmingham. And he's ready to go in business for himself. He is already doing some on the side. So he walked up to me, and you know, and he said, what's going on? I said, well, Jack, and I told him the story and all of that stuff, you know. And he said, let's just go in business for ourselves. And I said, I believe that's God. I said, I've been believing for a year. I ain't even got to quit my job. I said, let's do it. So I stepped out in, that was God's favor. 30 years later, I've been in it 30 years this year. And it's been successful. I mean, it's had its challenges and all that, like everything else. But believing for God's favor in all the challenges, praise God, and keeping our mind stayed on the Lord, like Johnny said, keeping focused on the Lord and begin and start thanking Him for His favor, and things begin to turn around for those kind of folk. I'm telling you, it did Joseph. I mean, I don't know, the dude may have felt so good, he might be like, I don't even really want out of here. I got it so good in here. It's so good in here. I mean, I'm captain. I'm captain over all of these prisoners already. You know, that was because, and they knew God was with him. They knew God was with them. God did things that I mean, it's unmistakable. And I'm sure He didn't go in there and keep it quiet about God. I'm sure He didn't, you know, I'm sure He's praying. He's a man of God. He's a man of faith. He's a man that had God's favor, and I believe he knew it, praise God. But you know what? Favor produces restoration of everything in your life. It begins to produce restoration. Just like the favor of God. I mean, just like this church. I mean, I can give you story after story after story. I can call it my faith if I want to. No. When you feel like you don't have no faith and you're really trusting God because you feel weak, that's real faith. When you feel like you ain't got no faith, but you're determined that you're going to lean on Him and you don't even feel like you're in faith, that's when faith is really at work. Faith is not when you stand up on the mountaintop and you don't have any trials and all of that stuff, you know, and then you say, I've had great faith. No, God put you on the mountaintop. God give you the strength to climb that mountain. God give you the ability because you were leaning on Him. I feel like I'm the least of faith. I mean, I know I might be shocking you. You know, I said feel. But inside, I know that I am in faith and a man of faith and in the will of God, praise God. And so I expect God's favor. And I'm telling you right now, I get it. I get God's favor. Well, just like this building, they said can't have a church. God had told me to start this church. God told me to. I didn't do it out of rebellion. Churches are started out of rebellion. They get mad at people at church, go open the church up, for you'll see it go year after year full of rebellion, and it'll just fall apart. Build back up, fall apart. See, why? Because the Bible says, lest God builds the house, it's built in vain. Well, lest God builds our house. That's why we trust Him. That's why we rely on Him. That's why we renew our mind to the Word of God. That's why we forgive when somebody offends us. We don't hold on to it and all of that. Why? Because we don't want to push God's favor away from us. And God forgives them. God will forgive them. Just like Mac, there's many things I've done. Blah, blah, blah. That's probably all of us. Maybe you went deeper. I don't know. Good. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then God's forgiven it all. When He asked, He forgave it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. And begin to pour out His goodness in mine and yours and Mac's life. And then it gets good, don't it, Mac? It gets better and better till you run across one of them little demons, and then you have to work your way through it and believe for God's favor there. Well, you know, they not going to let us have church, you know. And my mind goes to work. What's wrong with these heathens over here? You know, what's wrong with all these people? You can't let your mind work. Then all of a sudden, I went to Scripture. See, you always got to rely on the Scripture to know what's happening in your life. So I turned to the Scripture and I said, nope, it might be humans, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I said, this is not my battle. This is one I'm going to stand still. And like Chronicles says, I'm going to stand still and I'm going to believe God. See, don't just stand there, but do something. Decree the favor. Decree something over the situation. Prophesy to it. Prophesy out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise. Just like we're saying that song, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Well, I mean, if we think back, man, God has been good to us. I mean, He has been awesome to us. We would have fainted lest we believed to see God's goodness. We would have fainted lest we believed to see the favor of God in our lives. Well, just like this church, and they all know the story, but God wanted me to say it again. You know, that was a hard place. That was a battle that I didn't have the ability to make happen. I didn't have money for law. I had $300. $300. That's all I had. That was enough to buy that plywood back there. That's as far as we could go. Well, I mean, that's why the Bible says, and I'd already got the Scripture down in Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Turn it over to Him. Acknowledge Him. Lean on Him, you know, and He'll direct your path. Well, I just rolled that thing over on the Lord, and I said, this is your problem, Lord, not mine. Praise God. And I said, I'm going to stand and see the salvation of God. But God, you need me to believe for this, your vision here as a church. And so I stood in, praise God. And you know what? God turned it all around. God give me favor with people that come out of Birmingham that didn't live around this church and was in that meeting. The favor of God was there. I believe it was angels, but I know it was God's favor. It was real men, and they knew them. But I thought, this is angels, man. This sent by God here, praise the Lord. And you know what? The favor of God came into that place. And everybody simultaneously, I'm talking about God's favor here. See, it was really a stressful time if I'd have let it be. Because it was in my way of doing God's will. And people say, well, they cuss at church, at work, I can't take it. Oh, man, come on. Tune them out. Stop every now and then and say, glory to God, hallelujah. Whoo! They'll be like, what is it? Do like the preacher I heard. Y'all going to stand around and cuss God and I'm going to praise Him. Y'all going to cuss and I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to get my fair share of time, hallelujah. Praise God. But anyhow, you know, the favor of God will cause you to do that. It'll cause you to be, but look, it causes good things to happen for you all the time. All the time, the goodness of God is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger in our lives until we come into that unity of the faith to the full measure of the stature of God. And let me tell you something. God told me to tell you that the favor of God positions you for wealth. It positions you for wealth. There is a wealth transfer that is going to take place before Jesus Christ comes. The Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. It's laid up for the ones that has the favor on them, the ones that's going after, like Johnny said, seeking God. I mean, we are magnets for wealth, but wealth don't have us. We know what it's for. It's to be a blessing to people. It's also to bless us, you know, get debt free, get our houses paid off, get desires we want to have fun and enjoy life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Told a guy one time, I said, I believe God for a pontoon. I want a pontoon. He said, well, brother, God said he would supply all your need. I said, well, I need one. No, he said need. I said, I need one to take my family out on the water in. I said, that's a need, ain't it? I said, explain to me need. See how Satan tries to jack us up? See how he tries to come in out of somebody they don't mean to? You know, well, you know what? I've had a bunch of pontoons, Dunny. I've owned several of them, give them away. Man, I've been on them. I've had jet skis and let Travis and them get out on the water and get stuck trying them out and then fix it, and then I go ride it. I let them do the trial running. Last boat I had, I got it, and I was thinking, I'm not going out there. It's hot out there if it does break down. William Beth goes out, and I put a fire extinguisher on it, you know, go out there, and it catches on fire. They blew it out, and it caught right back on fire. Praise God. He finally unhooked the battery cable and got it put out, and somebody come and drug him to the bank. Well, I got it fixed, and it was fine after that. You know? Well, that was the favor of God taking all that trouble off of me and getting all them kinks out of it so I can get out there. See, I done come on up in some wisdom instead of being gung-ho. Y'all get out of the way. I'm going to the river. Come on. Anybody want to go? Ain't nobody going with me. No, sir, they're not going. Not till I get all the bugs out. I go there by myself, boy. I ain't going to quit. Finally, I had me some guinea pigs, and it was Travis and Beth. They finally caught on. They ain't doing it no more. Praise God. But you know what? Praise God. I mean, I had somebody to tell me one time after I got saved, there ain't no need in getting houses and land. You're going to have to flee into the mountains, you know, and they going to be on the housetop. One going to be standing, one left. Jesus coming, ain't no need in trying to have, you know, gather all this stuff up. That's been 30 years. I would be naked right now. I would probably be living in one of y'all's tents somewhere. I'd have to borrow your land, Mac. If I'd have listened to that. But I get in there and I say, nah, man, everything in this word, you ain't taking one prophecy and going to get me messed up with it, but God. And I go in there and I own my house today. I own all my vehicles. I own me and Travis own a 40-acre farm. We built, Johnny helped us build the firstborn part of it. It blew down. It blew down, man. Well, you know what? That thing blew down. I got that land, 40 acres, for $12,500 six, seven years ago. That was the favor of God in a time when land was bringing good. They done offered me now right around 100 for it. I just throw it in the garbage. I don't need no money. So why would I want to sell it? That's where you're going. You're coming on up in, I don't care what it looks like, your job's not going to do it. And you know what? I have a revelation that when we are expecting God's favor, it causes Proverbs 10:22 to work. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The Bible says in Isaiah over there, 60, you can put that up there, Beth. I'm quoting a lot of these because I take up a lot of time preaching. Lift up thy eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, north, east, south, and west. And thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side, getting fed, feeding them spiritually. Then thou shalt see and flow together. There's that unified. And thine heart shall reverence God and be enlarged. That's a good thing. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. That word forces right there means wealth. The word forces right there means wealth. the wealth of the Gentiles. Gentiles are nations without God, people without God. So that bears witness with the other scripture where it says the wealth. And we're in that place. We're done positioned, and I mean it's coming. The increase of God, not just financially. You're going to grow spiritually because the Bible says that he would, beloved, I would, that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And see, I know in my heart, see, we released our faith for a new church. This church is built in the 60s. There's a lot of flaws in this church. Can't insulate the walls and all that stuff. You know, I'd put more units in here, air-conditioned units, but our circuits won't take it. And they want $30,000 to $40,000 to put it in here where I can put another air conditioner in it. Want to redo the whole building. But I was telling Sandy this evening, I said, God has kept us for 22 years. That's favor. God has kept his favor on this building. Sure, I would like to have it. I told God, ain't nobody going to come to that like a lot of y'all did. Well, y'all did. Y'all came. Y'all here, baby. Drawn by the Lord. The favor of God. Hallelujah. And God raising us up. Well, wealth is going to come to you. You got to expect God's favor to come into your lives. I mean, I just told God the other day, I looked around, I was like, I forgot where my bulldozer was not too long ago. Like, where's your bulldozer? And I'm like, I done forgot. I said, oh yeah, I got it over yonder, you know. I've done got the backfield full where I can turn. I'm about got it, Johnny, where I can turn around with that 20-foot truck and my service truck, because we'll have to back all the way out to Travis's house, you know, from my shop up there. What I'm saying is I'm standing up there and I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah. I am blessed, God. I was 27 years old with nobody, without you and without hope. I had a busted marriage, God. I was thinking about suicide. Done tried it a time or two, and they finally found me and took me to the hospital and different things, you know. And here you are, brought me up. Lord, I'm wealthy. And I'm just now getting started. I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to start saying I'll do this with that money and do this. I said, because I'm not that kind of dreamer. I'm going to hear from you in here. And God, I will build your house when you bring this in. When you bring this financial wealth to us, it's coming. We stay positioned to do the will of God. God, we won't just hoard it up for ourselves. We won't just buy our fancy Corvettes and not acknowledge you and not put into the kingdom of God. These kind of people with a heart like that, they're in position for this transfer. See, we trust in God, not the transfer. We're believing God, the favor of God. And you know what? Just like a hose pipe, I mean, you send water through a hose pipe, there's no way that water hose don't get wet while it's passing through. The hose pipe gets blessed too. I believe I didn't lose my house, one, because I turned in faith, but I had a seed. We sowed our other house. We sowed a house and land. God put it on our heart to sow it, to give it away, and we sowed it and give it away and told God, this is our insurance, Lord. You said, give and it shall be given, good measure. See, favor causes revelation to come to you. When you're expecting God's favor, that's what seeking him is. Looking to him is. Favor causes good things to happen to you. The church, I mean, it got put into our hands. Give me that Psalms 115, Beth, please. It's already on your life. The favor of God's on you. If you're in faith, walking in, it came on you through Jesus Christ. The favor of God to prosper, to increase. And he preached it, Jesus did. He said it in John 10:10. He said, the devil come to destroy you and tear everything apart. He said, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. The word more abundant, if you study it in the Greek, it says to the full, till it overflows, nothing broken, nothing missing. That means health. I mean, I'm believing for the favor of God in my body. I'm going to exercise more of telling God, thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you for favor on my business, favor on the church. I'm going to do what he's saying. I'm going to hearken to his voice. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Somebody say he's blessing me. God said it. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that reverence the Lord, both small and great. He didn't put a limit on nobody. He'll bless the millionaire. Christians. He'll bless the ones that got $2. He'll increase them more and more. He said, I'll increase you more and more and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You're already blessed. You're already blessed. That's how come, and people will have took it as arrogance. I mean, some of my brothers, you know, would be going through a trial, major trial or something, and I'd be acting like that I had plenty of money in the bank getting him by a cold drink. That's faith. Not by how you feel. You want to bust them in the teeth. You want to throat punch them, as Teresa says. You know, you're having to stand in faith. Staying in the right spirit, believing God to deliver you, believing God's going to come through for you, believing that no weapons formed against you will prosper, believing that you're not going to lose anything according to the Scripture. You're believing for God's favor, praise God. And yet I've had people say, oh, fat cat Scotty, got all that money in the bank and everybody losing, blah, 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 and then didn't know nothing about my trials. And then later on, tell them what I just went through. When I come out and God delivered me, I begin to give him glory. I didn't lose nothing. I made people mad with that. I'm like, what? Because they're like, well, we lost everything. Somebody told me, they said, well, we lost it. I said, no, you didn't. Well, yeah, I did. I lost it. I said, no, you didn't. You quit fighting. You give it up. You surrendered. Us Christians can't surrender and win. You can't surrender to what it looks like. That's why the Bible says that we walk by faith. We walk by believing God's favor is in this situation, praise God. Expect God's favor every day. Faith ushers in God's favor. Expectation brings a manifestation. I say it all the time. Just to simplify it where we can understand. If I'm expecting God to heal me according to His Word, then I stand on His Word. Well, then faith ushers in the favor, the grace, the gift of healing. It has to change. Travis telling me the other day, he said, I've been in church all my life, Dad, around this. And he has. He's 2 years old. He's been around good. He's been in good churches his whole life, good churches, you know. But utilizing's different. Getting that 20 out of the glove box. But he was telling me the other day, he said, I believe I'm being healed as I go. He said, I'm saying it every day. I'm healed, blah, 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 you know. And I thought, that's what we're supposed to do. And then I'll tell him, yeah, you know, I'm confessing God's favor, or, you know, I'm believing God for this or whatever, you know. And I'm telling God that I expect your promises. Well, you know what? He can't hardly take blood pressure medicine anymore. Drops him down. Good sign. Pray God, being healed. Hallelujah. Well, same thing with me. You know, take a little blood pressure pill in the morning, 10, 9 o'clock. I'm like, whoa, you ever got your blood pressure down to about 85? Try to pick up a hammer. You would think it's a sledgehammer. That sucker ain't nothing when you ain't, you know. Praise God. And I thought, glory to God, it's working, the healing. I'm not going to stand there, oh my God, it's getting worse. What is it? I can't move. You try to chew and you ain't got no muscle in there, it feels like. I mean, it's just, you chew about a half a Mater sandwich and you're like, oh, mom, I need to take a nap. Being healed, hallelujah. Going forth and being healed, praise God. Faith ushers in God's favor, so I want to encourage you. You know, I mean, I could go on and on with favor into jail. And I mean, I can actually link it back to everything that I've done, business-wise, working for the other man, favor on my marriage, praise God, hallelujah, favor on Travis. I believe that scripture when he was 5 years old, praise God, that he'll increase you and your children. And I've watched him increase my son and his wife and the grandkids. I told him one day, I said, you just don't know how blessed you was to be born in Papa's family. I don't mean that arrogant. I serve God. I'm teaching them to serve God, to acknowledge God and all that stuff. And any kid is blessed to have that kind of influence in their lives, praise God. This world can't jack them up, praise God. So it began to decree God's favor. God's saying it. You just do what He's saying. And you begin to expect it and look for it. Look for God's favor. Just look for it. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. This week, it's going to happen. It ain't going to be months. It's going to be this week. Because when we get a hold of what God's saying and we do it, Doers get results, praise God. All right, let's bow our heads.